a video of him saying, oh, I'm not in EMEA.
But his new video, that's Azonto, he displays Starboy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean his... It's sort of like the problem with a lot of Nigerians, we like to be ignorant. Let me tell you what I mean by we're being ignorant. Kanye is with Jay-Z, right? Mm. But he has his own record label, get me? But he's still submissive to Jay-Z and everything. It's sort of like Jay-Z was, used to be under Def Jam, but he still had his own Rock Nation he was pushing. That was when he was still with Def Jam, you get me? It's sort of like that, but that doesn't mean he's no more in EME. He's still EME and he's still repping EME full time. I mean, Starboy is just his other small dream that he's trying to push along with him and everything. So, but I mean, Wiz is still EME 100%.
I like so you to tell the people on E30 Radio that Wizkid is still with EME.
Wiz is still with EME. I mean, Wiz is EME all day, you know what I mean? He's still family, he's 100% EME, man. There's nothing, everything is just rumors. I mean, everybody has their dreams and everybody has like what they want to do at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So, but Nigerians, we just misinterpret and we start creating our own stories, and blogs that want to get a lot of attention start making up stories and everything. But big shout out to all the bloggers, you're doing good too, you know what I mean? But anyways, though,
I'm shocked, girl.
I mean, people bring up stories. I mean, I even saw like a Photoshop that they made of Banky and Wiz making this thing, which is a lie. I mean, that's how far Nigerians can go to just fake stories, okay. You get me? So like I said again, big up to all the bloggers, you're doing good. They keep making up stories. As a matter of fact, Wiz is my number one artist in Nigeria. True, like there's nobody that's like Wiz right now to me. That's my number one artist,
still holding it down with Scales. Okay, back to the matter. That's Open and Close with Wizkid. Hit it on the radio.
Barry Bonders, Starboy. Them say them bad, but I swear them do nothing, no way. Them say them go throw me punch, but I swear them no reach, oh way. 20 man shall fall that day if you cross my lane, no way. All your man shall fall that day if you cross my lane, no, you're back to the mat. Open and close.
Alright, and still holding it there with Scales on E30 Radio. Scales, you just told me something shocking, though. I'm still wondering. But someday you're going to be leaving EME.
Do you see Banky having fears losing you?
It's a contract at the end of the day.
Okay.
But I'm still EME all day because EME has done a lot in my life, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, we don't know what the future holds. So I can't even, right now, I can't even say anything. Let's just see as it keeps going. But there's going to be a time that I want to do something like for my own self. And okay. I want to go somewhere and all
and
that kind of thing.
You might not leave EME.
You understand? But you. I'm just saying, I'm going to be loyal all day, 100%. EME is family forever, you get me?
Is your relationship with Banky W that cordial?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, we're good. He's done a lot for me and Wiz. I mean, he believed in us when nobody really did believe in us, and he pushed us, he made us like his best artist, he put us like, he held us dear to his heart. Big shout out to him, big shout out to the whole EME team, big shout out to the whole management, and because of them we've come this far and we're still going, man. We're still going.
Bless you, Banky W. Bless you, EME team. Are you done with school?
No, I'm still in school. I'm actually in my final year. I got like 2 or 3 more months to go. Okay. And I'm done. I'm a graduate.
Okay, what school is that?
Leeds City University.
How did it come about, the name Scales?
I used to be like a music student in secondary school, so I used to be like my music teacher's favorite student because I knew how to translate the whole musical scales and everything. So because of that, I was always on top of the class, so she decided to call me Scales, because which was S-C-A-L-E-S. And when I started doing music fully, I was looking for a name to give myself, and I was like, oh, Scales is actually a nice name and it's unique. So I decided to give it a name, because that Scales that she called me followed me everywhere I was going, and I changed the C to K. Real spelling of Scales, okay, is S-C-A-L-E-S. Uh-huh. But I changed mine and I made mine S-K-A-L-E-S. Oh, and I gave it a meaning, which is sick knowledge acquired large entrepreneurial skill.
Okay, who always style you for your events?
I style myself basically, but I have like a couple of friends that are stylists, so I just always consult them. But basically I style myself for all my videos. Everything you see me wearing in my videos, I styled myself.
So are you gonna go into fashion someday?
Yeah, I see me doing that someday.
And you think some people might patronize you?
Most definitely, man, because the kind of things I do, you won't believe that they're from Nigeria.
So
people
why
don't
do you
believe.
Always come up in fashion jewelry, the fashion police thing. Like
I always come up.
Yes, like
there's one thing.
Fashion.
All the people. I'm gonna say this right now.
Fashion, right?
Yeah.
If you go to the page, you're always there.
Really?
Fashion. Yes.
I have never seen it actually. And but there's one thing I have to say about a lot of people that say the, in quotes, say it. I have to say it now, and I want them to hear. I hope they hear this. They all whack. Do you understand? They all whack. I repeat this because they do not know fashion. Do you understand? They do not know shit. Do you understand? They just talk. They talk rubbish. All these so-called Nigerian fashion police are whack. All they do is talk bullshit. One day they should call me on one of their shows and let me attack them. If you really know fashion, because they do not know crap. They're just stuck in the past. They're stuck in the past. They don't want to do something new. They don't want to try nothing new. They just talk crap. All they want to keep doing is, oh, he's wearing suit. Keeps wearing suit. The only thing new we see is what is on TV from American stars. Let's say the truth, man. Let's say the truth. Right now, big up to all the young people doing it great. Big up to Ice Prince Zamani. Big up to Wiz. Big up to me, man. We take this fashion thing.
You're the new generation.
Yeah, we introduce new fashion. That's why all these young people are doing something new, because of they see us wearing it. You know what I mean?
I go on Twitter very well. A lot of ladies are like dissing you and beefing you on Twitter.
Dissing me about what?
Your fashion. There is this lady on Twitter as well, Yvonne Chioma Couture.
Tell her to hit me up.
She would like to start you up.
Tell her to hit me up. She's whack. You know what I mean? She's whack. She should watch my videos. Can she style like that? I style myself, man. As in, because I was doing my phone and I was bending. You know what I mean? Then the shirt now went down. That's a fucking Givenchy, for Christ's sake. Do you know what Givenchy is? Are they mad? Now, if they see I'm for Kanye West, but you go say, hey. That's how I was with you. How can you tell me you don't know Givenchy this? He said, oh, he just knows that they make suits. And I'm like, gosh. You see why you don't even know anything? You're just, it's only suits they know how to do. Suits. This Nigerian stylist, suits.
Talked
man.
A lot about fashion.
Yeah, man. A lot of this so-called fashion police nonsense jury that they have in Nigeria need to shut up.
You don't like them.
I don't like them, man.
They don't know fashion.
They all whack. They're all in the past, man.
Skills is saying that you all fashion people out there.
No, I'm not saying all the fashion people. Okay. I'm saying the so-called people that go and open a fashion rubbish jury that they don't know shit about fashion. They should shut up and go and sit down.
Okay, then let's leave them alone and talk about your skills.
Yeah.
You're so busy as an artist, that's as a top-notch artist in the music industry. Do you spend time with your family at all?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have some time that I just create to just spend time with my family. And basically, my family is not that much. It's just like one person, and that's my mom. So I spend time with her. And even her, she's like, she has a busy schedule too. So it's not like we see all the time, but we see once in a while. And as a matter of fact, we're going on vacation very soon. We're going to Dubai together, me and my mom. Just for a week to go spend time together. That's
all. Won't your girlfriend be jealous?
Yeah, my girlfriend's going to come through too.
Okay, then it's going to be a wrap on E30 Radio.
Yeah.
Close the show up. I want to ask you now, I want to make you laugh a little bit. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Mark Eva.
I mean, you pushed me to the limit, man. I mean, you took me to the ledge, man. You know what I mean? You made me speak my mind, and I like that about this interview, man. Because I need, please, after this interview, if you have some of these fashion police jury friends, tell them, please, if they have a show on TV, they should invite me. I want to just come and so that they interview me about fashion and I tell them what fashion is and make them get sad. Let's go. Let's go. E30, I had fun, man. S to the K, 2013, new music, new videos. Forget all these people, man. They don't matter. I understand. My people, I got love for you 100%. Thank you very much for supporting my music, for supporting Skills. New Skills this year. Trust me. And I have my album too. I'm working on my album. I'm just trying to put together things. And of course, please put me in prayers, man. Things are not easy, man. People are really working hard, man. There's a struggle out here. There's a jungle out here. We go through a lot to make you guys happy, to please your ears, man. So, of course, it's not easy. It's not as easy as it seems. It's not all that glitters that's gold, bro. All right, let's go, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Let's go. S to the K, EMEZ.
Radio blazing.
We run this mother.
E-Tetter Radio.
So international. You can't catch me, boy.
All I hear is E-Tetter Radio.
I love E-Tetter Radio.
It's Doc here this week with Mark Eva.
Bring it on.
Seo, at age 23, contracted lupus, which caused scars on his face. Worked as an electrical engineer and a designer of leather clothing before his music career took off. Also designed his own early look, which consisted of leather clothes and long dreadlocks. Joined a funk band called Push that toured Japan in the mid-1980s. In 1992, received 3 Brit Awards for Best Album, Best Male Artist and Best Video for Killer, a hit song recorded with techno producer Adamski Tinley. Seal is married to Heidi Klum, and Seal's marriage appeared to be on solid ground. Yet they separated in January 2012, and Heidi filed for divorce in April 2013. Here's information about how Seal and Heidi met, their wedding, marriage, separation, and more on E30 Radio. Don't go nowhere, we'll be right back. Heidi and Seal got married on May 10, 2005, separated January 2012, filed for divorce April 2012.
That is definitely very hard and hurtful, and it's hard to go through a divorce. It's not something I wanted. I'm someone who believes in a fairy tale, and when I say I do, I meant forever. But I don't know. You never know what happens. Life changes. I think I tried my best.
That was Harriet in Heidi's voice. To Harriet, she has some things to say.
Seal took me by helicopter. He had an igloo built there. And they brought up everything. A bed with sheets inside the igloo. Rose petals everywhere. Candles. Very, very romantic. There was food and champagne. And then the helicopter left. It was a little scary too, because you're so cut off from the world. No trees, nothing. It was hardcore, but I was ecstatic.
Seal and Heidi were married on May 10, 2005 in Costa Corais on the Pacific Gold Coast in Mexico. A non-denominational officiant performed a wedding ceremony. Heidi's wedding dress was designed by Vera Wang and was described as an ivory chandelier lace gown with empire waist. Their daughter, Lenny, wore an identical gown. Seal wore a white suit. They had about 40 plus guests at their reception. Seal's home, Ellie, Quebrada, Cliffside Estate in Costa Corais, Mexico. Seal wrote and sang a song at the ceremony. Heidi and Seal renew their wedding vows each year on the beach of Costa Corais, Mexico. Heidi and Seal have four children. Lenny Samuel, born in 2004. Her father is Italian entrepreneur Flavio Bretto. Lenny was adopted by Seal. Henry Gunter Ademola -2. Samuel, born in 2005. Johan Riley Tywood Samuel, born in 2006. Luo Sulola Samuel, born in 2009. Seal has achieved a lot in the music industry. In 1995, Seal won Best Male Pop in Grammy. Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. He was the winner. 1995, he won Record of the Year. In 1995, still Grammy, he won Song of the Year. In 2007, Best Original Song Motion Picture, Golden Globe Awards. 2010, Best Pop Collaboration in Vocals, that's Grammy. It's still E3rd Radio with Mark Ever. God bless you for listening.
Wow, it's been a long one. It haunts me anytime I want to say it's a wrap on E30 Radio, because I love the way I entertain you people, and I love the buzz everywhere on Twitter, on Facebook, for the huge love everywhere. People on Twitter, kindly follow us at MacEver, MCEVA, and love us on Facebook of E30 Radio. Search and like our page on Facebook /30 Radio. It's been a good one with Skills of EME, Harriet of Tinsel, and my sexy lady of E30 Radio. E to the double NY. Thank you, God. Thank you, people. Thank you, Africa. Thank you, Nigeria. Thank you, my producer, Sashinani. And also, kindly go to 2exclusive.com to download E3rd Radio, your massive downloads every week. All productions done in it and our production studios. For sponsorship details, kindly call 080-2988-6504 or send us an email at macevadon@yahoo.com. As I always say every week, stay out of troubles, be good, and also pray every time. E3rd Radio, proudly powered by MacEver Media. Every morning
I wake up, praise to welcome to VIP, baby.
And you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.